KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled Choosing Who to Marry Through the Study of God's Word, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and the froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of our God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 to 17, King James Version. Previously, we looked at the above verses and we discovered that studying God's word can help you to avoid the evil man, a man that is not interested in you, but only wants to waste your time. In the same verses, we also see that God's word can deliver you from the strange woman who is not interested in who you are, but in what you have. The scripture says there is something about God's word that can keep you away from such people. Who is the strange woman? She is the one that is so beautiful without, yet so ugly within. She is the one you met, and from that day, your peace escaped. She is the one you met. You know you're in trouble being with her, and yet you are unable to leave her. She is the one you see and you bow to like one bows at the feet of Baal. She is the one you worship as against worshiping God. She is the distraction in your life. She is the one who has scattered your brain and you cannot think straight again. Nobody else can reach you. She has simply pocketed you. She is the one you look up to as a spiritual head but ended up destroying your family. She is the single lady counseling a married man into leaving his wife for her. She is the one you give money to while your child's school fees remains unpaid. She is the one who has reduced you to a piece of bread and your anointing is nothing more than an annoyance. She is the one who works as a professional escort and will escort you right into hell. She is the one who pretends to counsel you to stay with your wife, yet will spread her legs for you. She is one whose counsel cancels lives. She is the Jezebel of today, ready to kill for her selfish interest. She is one you met while on NYSC, and your life is like taking steps backward in the next 5 years. She is the one who took you away from God, and your Christian life, once on fire, is now a joke. She is one you met and you forgot your call. Ministry became misery. And you run around to make money in order to please her. The list goes on and on. If you happen to have one around you, you need to run for your life. An encounter with an evil man or strange woman in relationships will make you hate marriage as an institution. You will hear the word marriage and you will want to escape. You see, there is nothing wrong with marriage as an institution, but everything can be wrong when your path crosses with the wrong people. You cannot use one negative experience to conclude on what God has instituted. What if you have a wrong notion of what marriage is? This can also affect a lot of things, and incidentally, the way out is still God's word, where constant reading and study will renew your mind and guide you into the plan of God for your life. Conclusively, you cannot have a successful marriage without this all-important foundation, which is God's word and revelation in your heart. For those who are already married, don't stay far from God's word. That is what will put God's fear in your home, and it is God's fear that will make a man or woman stay away from adulterous relationships. I pray for you today. May you never fall in love with an evil man or a strange woman, in Jesus' name. Confession for today. I put the Word of God first place in my life. Prayer for the day. Lord, birth in me a ravenous, non-ending hunger for your Word. Thought for the day. He is a rich mine of common sense for those who live well. A personal bodyguard to the candid and sincere. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 7, Message Translation. Action plan for the day. Run away from evil men and strange women. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.